our last guest on the show today and for the year, is our US correspondent Karen Kassler. And as well as award-winning journalism, Karen has other strings to her bow. She reported annually, I don't know if she still does it, from the Cleveland National Air Show, which often involved going upside down in an aerobatic plane. Hello to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. I know it's dinner time on a Saturday for you, Karen, so thank you. It's probably busy. Karen, of course, is the State House Bureau Chief, as many of you will know, for public radio and television in Ohio. And you've been to the ballet, it looks like, on Twitter. What was that about?
We had the Nutcracker for the first time in over a year yesterday in my city of Columbus, Ohio. And it was lovely, but it was weird because normally there's a symphony orchestra accompanying the ballet dancers. This year, no symphony. So it was all recorded music, so it was a little odd. But I'm grateful that I had the opportunity because there's a lot of shows in America that are now shutting down because of how quickly the Omicron variant is spreading. So I'm grateful I had the opportunity at all, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we all hear the gloom out of the United States, Karen, which you don't need me to recite all of. How do you think the land of the free and the home of the brave went this year?
I think it's really disappointing for a lot of people. I think so many people came into 2021 with so much hope and so much optimism. We had gotten the vaccines. We have three vaccines that are in use here in the United States, and they were rolling out to elderly residents of nursing homes and first responders and health professionals, and then they started rolling out to really everybody in America. And I think there was this perception that we would all get a vaccine and this pandemic would be behind us. And here we are now going potentially back into the depths of the pandemic with lockdowns and masks and all of these things. Schools are starting to shut down again. And it's really very, very frustrating. But we have a lot of people in this country who are deliberately refusing vaccines, who are looking for exemptions to vaccine mandates. The Biden administration's order that businesses either vaccinate or test their workers is being challenged in the courts. And so here we are. We're here in a situation that I think so many of us thought we were behind, and yet we're still mired in the middle of it. It's very, very frustrating. It's very sad. It's very depressing.
Speaking of situations that people may have thought were behind, but of course they aren't. One of them is the House Select Committee investigation into the Capitol riot at the start of the year. And we're now told that Donald Trump, who waited quite a while to tell the rioters to go home, Karen, was being urged to defuse this a lot earlier in the day.
Yeah, we are learning an awful lot about who was trying to influence the former president, to influence his people who had showed up on January 6th in Washington, D.C., to march down to the Capitol, which is what turned into the Capitol insurrection. And we're finding out that hosts on the Fox News TV network were texting Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows. We're finding out now that the former governor of Texas, who was a Trump administration appointee, Rick Perry, was also going as far back as the day after the election, talking about how the Trump administration could get around the fact that they lost, that Joe Biden had legitimately won the election. And once again, we are still in this. Even as the January 6th committee is looking toward prosecuting, toward turning over certain people who were involved in this over to the Justice Department for federal prosecution, and we're still having people who are running for office in my state of Ohio and in other places running on the big lie that somehow the election was stolen from Donald Trump, which it was not. Joe Biden legitimately won the election. Most everybody in this country recognizes it. And now the question is what's going to happen in the next 12 months that will move forward on prosecuting people who stormed the Capitol and endangered people's lives. Four people died that day. And what's going to happen to those people? We've had some sentences. We've had some people actually be sent off to prison. But, you know, where is the accountability for the former president? And I think that's a question that a lot of people are asking as we go into an election year.
The thing is, what will this make a difference to what it looks like a Trump run in 2024? Because Republicans, according to the polls, are behind that at this stage anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seems like the National Republican Party is okay with the former president, who is accused of lying to this country about his election being stolen in 2020, which it was not. He appears to be the leading candidate for president of the United States for the Republicans in 2024. Now, obviously, what happens in the next year, I think, is critical, because indeed, if he is somehow prosecuted for his role in the Capitol insurrection on January 6th, that obviously makes a difference. There are a lot of candidates, like I said, who are running with Trump as their backing, with a Trump endorsement, claiming that Trump is their guy and they're going to continue the Trump agenda, whatever that is. There are a lot of people running on that. And so I think the next year is going to be very critical for the Republican Party in this country and for Donald Trump personally on whether there will be a 2024 Trump run. I mean, certainly Joe Biden's approval numbers are not great. The Democrats have really struggled in this country in coming back from the pandemic. But when you look at the sheer numbers of what the economy has done and how many vaccines have been distributed and these sorts of things, the Democrats and the Biden administration have done tremendous work. But coming up against that opposition from the Republican Party has been really challenging, and the poll numbers for Joe Biden are showing that.
Yes. According to the 538 site, at this stage, he's above Donald Trump at the similar stage of his term, but below every other president in living memory. And Kamala Harris's polling is also not good. And you wonder what has gone wrong. Is it just the virus?
Well, I think a lot of it is that the virus is still hanging on. But interestingly, it is Trump's own supporters, the people who are refusing to get vaccinated, who are the ones that can be primarily looked at as the problem here. Because if more people had gotten vaccinated, now certainly this is a global pandemic, and America's part of the world and needed to help the world get vaccinated. But the resistance to the vaccine just in America from primarily Trump Republicans has been a problem in encouraging some of these variants to develop and spread so quickly through the population. But Republicans have been very quick to point out things like inflation is at one of its highest levels, I think the highest level in many, many years. I mean, they've certainly pointed to that. They've certainly pointed to the cost of items and that sort of thing. And that's something that people really do relate to. And how, you know, it seems like things aren't as good as they should have been at this point. But so much of that is because of resistance by Republicans to embrace what Democrats in the Biden administration are doing here. It's once again, we're kind of in this frustrating cycle that keeps going back on itself.
If it flies, it spies. Now, I see even the New York Times has picked up on this story, Karen, in Pittsburgh, Memphis and Los Angeles, big billboards declaring birds aren't real. And real birds have been phased out by your government and replaced by drones that act like birds. And since I read that story, Karen, I've noticed that birds have been looking into our house here more. I don't know about you.
It's so strange. This is where we are. This is where conspiracy theories have gone. I mean, it was crazy enough in this country that we had these conspiracy theories about a pizza shop in Washington, D.C. being a cover for a pedophilia ring. And you know, I mean, things were just so crazy. And now here we are with this. Birds aren't real. It's just insane. And it's part of what is so frustrating in living in December of 2021, where it feels like nothing is real. And who do you even believe? I was always a fan of dystopian literature. I love to read dystopian fiction, and now it feels like it's all dystopian. That even the news is dystopian.
Fewer Americans will decorate their homes this year, but three quarters will still have a Christmas tree. There is yet hope, Karen, and I see your weather forecasters are predicting snow in Ohio on the 25th.
Well, I certainly hope so, because it was in the 60s. I mean, just a week ago, it was in the 60s, and we had tornadoes in December, which is just an extraordinary circumstance. We had possibly the most dangerous tornado system to rip through the United States just a week ago, certainly lending credence to the idea that climate change is real and that there are real impacts on people's lives from the changing of the climate. But boy, I really, really hope there is snow on Christmas, because it just feels like Christmas. I know Christmas for you isn't the same. You don't have snow on Christmas, but we have snow on Christmas. At least we did when I was a kid, so I'd like to see it again.
Karen Kesha, thank you so much for all your contributions. Lovely to talk to you to end our year.